Nobody likes teacher Paul Hunnam. Not his students, not his fellow faculty, not the headmaster, who all find his pomposity and rigidity exasperating. With no family and nowhere to go over Christmas holiday in 1970, Paul remains at school to supervise students unable to journey home. After a few days, only one student holdover remains, a troublemaking 15-year-old named Angus, a good student whose bad behavior always threatens to get him expelled. Joining Paul and Angus is head cook Mary, an African-American woman who caters to sons of privilege and whose own son was recently lost in Vietnam. These three very different shipwrecked people form an unlikely Christmas family, sharing comic misadventures during two very snowy weeks in New England. The real journey is how they help one another understand that they are not beholden to their past. They can choose their own futures. That is, in a nutshell, the synopsis for the film The Holdovers, which is a 2023 film. It runs 2 hours and 13 minutes, was released in the middle of November, and it stars Paul Giamatti as Paul Hunnam, Divine Joy Randolph as Mary Lamb, Dominique Sessa as Angus Tully. Those are the main stars. The budget for this film is not listed on IMDb, and it does show the opening weekend. It made $211,000, and so far worldwide, it has grossed $4 million. I watched it over the weekend in the AMC theater in Rancho Cucamonga. I wasn't alone in the theater. It was nearly a full theater. I'm glad that I saw it in the theater so I didn't have any distractions. This was a really, really good, which turns out to be a Christmas movie, which I didn't really know what this was going to be about. But it turns out, as I read in the synopsis, this was a film that was set in the 1970s, in 1970. It was interesting. I didn't even know that this was a thing, that, you know, these types of schools even existed, because I've only ever gone to a public school. So this was very interesting, the concept of being able to dump your kids off at some school and then not pick them up after the school year ends, and then they have to be held over till the next season, was just a foreign concept to me. And so that's where the film got its name, The Holdovers. Paul Giamatti was amazing. He's such a good actor. He's always good in almost everything he does. And this film was no exception. He played that uppity kind of professor who has all the answers and he knows all these historic facts. He's thrust into kind of this relationship with Angus, this younger kid, who, by the way, looks like he's about 30 years old. Why they got a guy that's 33 years old to play the part of a 15-year-old is really strange to me. I knew he looked like he was definitely older than 15, 16 years old. I knew that much, but I definitely never would have pegged him at 33 years old. I have to say, it's pretty amazing acting by him as well, playing the part of a young guy. So not only is this a Christmas movie, but it's also, in a way, kind of a coming-of-age film, because not only are these backdrops of Christmas elements, but he's also trying to find himself, transition from being that teenager to being a young adult, where he is trying to figure himself out. That is where most of this film spends its time. Then you have the part of Mary Lamb, who was played by Divine Joy Randolph. She brought some diversity to the film, if you will. Her son had died in Vietnam, so she was this grieving mother. Her job was to keep the people in the school fed during this time. But they sort of all became like this unlikely family during these 2 weeks of holidays. At one point, Angus says he would like to go to Boston. And Paul's like, no, I'm charged with looking after you. And then finally, Mary was like, take the boy to Boston. Get the heck out of here. He's going stir crazy. So they finally decide to do that trip. And there's a few side things that happen. They grow closer together. Turns out that Angus's father, who he had told Paul had died, hadn't died. He was in fact alive and was living in a mental institution. So there was a scene where he goes to talk to his dad and he catches up with him and he's like, hey, you know, dad, I'm doing these things and next year I want to do this. I want to play tennis. The dad was like, come in, come here, son. I got something to tell you. I think they're putting something in my food. So you're like, oh my gosh, the guy is completely, his brain is gone. So you knew that was kind of sad. And so through this, they developed this relationship and more of an understanding. when the bosses at the school find out that he went on this trip, which was under the guise of a field trip, the parents also found out, and now both of them were in trouble. The parents wanted to put Angus in a military school, and he was like, no way. And Paul didn't want that for him either. And so he ends up biting the bullet and said it was his idea to go on a field trip to Boston and for him to see his father, not the kid. For that misgiving, he ends up being fired. There were a lot of interesting scenes in this film. It was a warm-hearted film. I think it did stretch a little long. It was 2 hours and 15 minutes approximately. It probably could have been around 1:45, would have been just fine. But I was thoroughly entertained by it nevertheless, and I really, really liked it. I think this is going to be a cult classic. I enjoyed The Holdovers, and I would definitely recommend it to anybody who's looking for a warm Christmassy type film. I definitely would give The Holdovers 5 stars. I really liked it. One of the things I liked most about The Holdovers was the dynamic between the three main stars. Each one of them was broken in their own way. The teacher, he was real uppity and stuffy, and he thought he knew everything about history, but on the other hand, he didn't have any kind of interpersonal relationship with anyone else, and he didn't have a wife or anything, and so he was sort of a loner. The kid, he was broken in his own way. He was coming of age, and he was awkward, and he had all these issues that he was trying to work through with anger and abandonment and that sort of thing. Then you had Mary's character, who was the cook in the film. She had her issues of being a grieving mother, having lost her son in Vietnam, trying to work through that. Basically, through these adventures and then coming together as a family here in the last 2 weeks of the year, they were able to kind of work through their issues, each one of them improving in some measurable ways. That's what I think made this film so good.